you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
What good are angels that you can't see? On the next edition of Renewing Your Mind, Dr. R.C. Sproul will teach us about the ministerial role of angels during the days of Elisha and later in the life and ministry of Jesus. Join us on this station for the next Renewing Your Mind with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
Heard at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38, he said, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And here's my assignment this morning: "For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you, God, for the anointing in the house this morning. I pray, God, you put me on like a coat and wear me today. Father, let my words be the words of your Spirit. Lord, let them bring truth and revelation to our hearts. Lord, that you do something corporately in us, God, that will carry us to the next level of living in you. Father, we declare this in Jesus' name today. Father, give me entrance into every heart with truth. Lord, I just submit myself to your anointing today, to the power of your Spirit, for what you have for us. And we give you our attention today.
We give you our ears today, and we give you our hearts, and we ask you, God, to change us in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you believe that, you can say amen. I mean, there are generational blessings that flow in not just this house, but also flow in your house and in your home. The kingdom of God is not just made up of one kind of people. It's made up of all kinds of people, people from different ethnic backgrounds, people from different cultures, different nationalities. But the key to the kingdom is this. God intends for the kingdom to be generational. Everybody say generational. All the way from the very early part of Scripture up through recent Scripture that we read about today, God constantly is emphasizing generational transfer. We see it from the time of Adam, from generation to generation to generation, through the generations of the disciples to our generation today. It's all been about transfer. Somebody said one time that we're always one generation away from losing the gospel. Come on, how many know God ain't got no grandkids? You do. Some of us do. But God don't have grandchildren because we're all the children of God. And he expects one generation of children to pass down to the next generation of children and them to the next generation of children. These truths that continue to be passed down, that we live and we operate from the Word of God so that we know how the truth can be revealed into our lives so that we can walk in that and understand purpose and destiny. I know that there, in the earthly realm, there's been a lot of abandonment from fathers to sons, and a lot of guys today have issues of getting close to God. And many women that are married will tell you that a lot of times their husband struggles because they didn't have a really good relationship with their earthly father. They don't know how to relate to a heavenly father. Because, I mean, guys can do everything. Whether the guys are the ones that don't know when to ever ask for directions, and you know, and you don't have to anymore now if you got an iPhone. But there has been a lot of abandonment from fathers to sons, and a lot of men today have issues getting close to God because of that. And if they have issues with their earthly father, a lot of times they'll have issues with their heavenly father. But how many know that, for me, that wasn't the case for me. I was raised in a godly home with a very good father, a father that loved the Lord, a father that gave his life to God. And I didn't ever have to worry about my dad cheating on my mom. It was never even would enter into my mind. He was faithful to my mother. He's always been faithful my whole life. He's faithful. He's right here this morning. And that's my mom. 51 years they've been married. And they've given me a good heritage. I've watched my father. He's always endured through tough times. And he's always depended on God. He's always trusted God. And the reason why is because when he got saved, his life was radically and instantly changed by the power of God. And he walked away from a heritage that he got from his father that was not good into a heritage that he got from his heavenly father that is awesome. And that's the case with all of us. Amen. My father's father, my grandpa, he was not a godly man. He did everything that you could do wrong. And he lived from a very selfish perspective, and he didn't know God or understand the ways of God. Matter of fact, he was very critical of God and critical of the church, and he actually hated pastors and hated churches. And because of that, I really believe my dad never really had a closeness with his dad. He was very standoffish, very closed, very inward. He stuffed things, and a very hard man. Praise God, he got saved before he died, and he went home to be with Jesus. Praise God for that. You know, he got the word in him on his deathbed. Sometimes people get in by the skin of their teeth. Aren't you glad for that? Because you're looking at some people in your family going, I don't know what it's going to take, Lord. So you say, well, what are you trying to tell us this morning? Well, what I'm saying to you is you can leave a legacy for the next generation, even if the generation before you didn't leave you anything. Because we serve an awesome God. You can pass something to the next generation, even if you didn't get anything that was passed to you from the generation before you. Legacy, the legacy that you leave is not based on the platform you stand on. It's based on the platform that you live. It's what manifests in your life is what happens and the legacy that you leave behind. So it doesn't matter where you've come from. It really matters where you're at and where you're going. Come on, amen. My father came from a family that didn't serve God, and his father didn't serve God, and his mother didn't serve God. But my father drew a line back in the sand in the early 1970s at the Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia, when Bob Harrington was there doing a crusade and 10,000 people, and he got up from the very highest point of the Coliseum, and he walked all the way down front, and he gave his heart to Jesus sometime in 1971. And not only was his life changed, but her life was changed from that moment on. And how many know all of their kids' life was changed from that moment on? Everything began to change. See, because when my dad got saved, it wasn't just a blessing to him. It was a blessing to me. And it was a blessing to all my children today. It was a blessing that's manifested in my life. That's really why I'm here today, because he got saved. He said, it's for your children and their children and whosoever will believe. I mean, you know, in every family in this room today, somebody has been a transitional person in your generation. Somebody decided they were going to follow God. Somebody made the decision that shifted and changed the direction of your family lineage. Amen. You might be the one that changes the direction for the next generation of your family. You might be the one that gave it all to Jesus. You might be the one that said, I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to cut off the curse of my heritage from my earthly father, and I'm going to inherit the blessing from my Father in heaven and change things. And then everybody that will follow after me will be blessed because of it. Because listen, the reality is this: when we begin to think in terms of generational blessings, and we think in terms of legacy, and we think in terms of inheritance, the greatest thing that my father can leave me is not money, it's not a car, it's not a house, it's not what's written in his will, it's not his stuff, huh? But the greatest thing that my dad can give me is Jesus. That's the greatest heritage that he can give me today, is Jesus. He taught me to lean on the Lord. He taught me to trust God. He taught me to pray when I was in trouble. He taught me that God would never let me down, that God would never leave me, and God would never forsake me. So what was left to me from my father's legacy is the greatest gift of all, and it's the gift of the promise of God. Thank you, Jesus. In the Old Testament, God begins to teach us that what happens in the headship of the home is transferred to the children. It's passed from one generation to the next. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9, you can turn over there if you want to. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9, it says, you shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. And here's the good one, though. Here's verse 10. But showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. So even though there's generational curses to third and three and four generations, he says the blessing goes to 1,000 generations. That's good news for your children and your grandchildren this morning. Amen. That's why sometimes you see things pass from fathers to sons, from mothers to daughters. And there are guys that are drinking today and that are alcoholics today because their father was an alcoholic and their father before them was an alcoholic. And it goes all the way back to before people came to America and settled. Somebody was always drinking and it was passed down and drank before them. And we see those generational curses that get passed down. And those things get broken when you become a child of God. Some of them have a mama that used to use drugs and that's just been passed down from one generation to the next generation to the next generation. And we see this brokenness that manifests in every single generation. And the only thing that breaks the cycle is when there's true repentance and salvation begins to take place. And I mean, this morning, that true repentance is not, I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord. That's not repentance. Repentance, by definition in the Word of God, is I was going in this direction, and then I turn around and I go this direction. I change my path. I change my journey. I stop doing what I was doing, and I begin to do something different. I take on a new nature, a new identity, a new course of life. My journey gets changed. That's repentance. We got a lot of people that are full of sorrow, but they don't want to repent. They come to the altar, and they shed a few tears, and hey, God, I'm sorry. I'm God, I'm sorry. And then 3 hours later, they're back out there in the same mess again. That's not repentance. Oh, you ain't going to help me this morning, but that's okay. God said that it will happen. Not might happen, but it goes on to say that those who obey me and those who honor me, I'm going to pass on the blessing and the mercy to the 1,000th generation. So that means if you love God and you obey God today, then that's going to get passed down to the 1,000th generation. There's a blessing of mercy coming. You can look at your kids today and say, well, I didn't always have it right, but I got it right now. And because I got it right now, you're going to be blessed. We need to see that. You need to understand this whole thing ain't your idea. It was God's idea. God did it. Amen. Some of you in your lineage years ago, you drew a line in the sand. You said, Jesus, this is it. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to go this way no more. My life belongs to you. And because you took this stand, then the generations after you will take that stand. Some of you got grandparents and great-grandparents and forefathers from hundreds of years ago that drew a line in the sand. They said, you know what? We're going to follow God. We're going to give our life to Jesus. And because they did that, that blessing is being passed down from generation to generation. The blessing that's on your life today could be the result of somebody in your lineage that prayed for you 400 years ago before you were even born. because of the obedience of the household. Proverbs 11:29 says this, that he who troubles his own house will inherit the wind. Let's say that together. He who troubles his own house will inherit the wind. You know what that means? That means we reap in our personal lives and in our own households the consequences of bad choices. You're going to reap it. And some of that stuff that you did around your kids when they're 3 years old, you're reaping it when they're 15. Somebody said, I don't understand why my kids don't act right. They won't listen to me. I don't understand why they won't listen. Well, the Bible says when you trouble your house, that means when you make bad choices on a regular basis with your kids, you're creating an atmosphere in your house and you fill it with a whirlwind to be chaotic. And you create an atmosphere in your children. It creates confusion and breeds to our kids. And they grow up in that stuff. Now, I'm not saying this to put anybody under condemnation because we all do it from time to time. We get in the flesh with our kids sometimes, and because we're not right with God. We got something going on in our life that's a little bit off kilter, and we let that manifest with our children when they just keep yapping. I got a 3-year-old that don't know how to do this. I am challenged. Can I just give you, let me just tell you, go watch this movie. Mom's Night Out. Has anybody seen it? Go watch that movie, Mom's Night Out. It was produced by Patricia Heaton. She played Ray Romano's wife. It's a Christian movie. It's PG. You can rent it. You will laugh because it's all about life in the church, raising kids. You will laugh your head off. I couldn't stop laughing. It was just so true. But it is tough. It is tough when you got stuff going on in your own life. So I don't want you to come under condemnation this morning because we all make bad choices from time to time because of the circumstances of our life. But when we continue to make bad decision after bad decision after bad decision, and God sends a word to us or a revelation to us or a truth to us to get us free from that, and we keep making bad decisions with our kids, then how many of you know the consequences of those bad decisions are going to show up in future generations? Because then it becomes very habitual in our life. Amen? They're going to show up in our marriage. They're going to show up in our kids. They're going to show up in our finances. Because if you couldn't keep a dollar 2 years ago and you ain't got a revelation on how to save money, I don't care how many times you've been to the altar, you still ain't going to be able to keep a dollar. Too much truth too fast? Take it and bite. Take it and chew it up. I don't care how much money you make. You can make $1 million. But if you spend $1,100,000, you ain't going to have no money. It's all about decision making. It's all about making choices. The Bible teaches us that life is literally about making choices. It's about your ability to choose. Somebody say, I got to choose. That word decision is a Latin word, and it literally means this. It means to cut off. Everybody say, cut off. So when I make a decision to do something, what I'm doing is I am cutting off something else. Does everybody follow me? You say, well, I got to go to work, Pastor. I got to provide for my family. I got kids playing games. I got to go to baseball games. I got soccer. My wife wants me to do stuff around the house. I got to fix the ceiling fan. I got to fix the light. The church needs me to do stuff. I got expectations from my friends. They want me to be here. They want me to be there. I got all this stuff that goes on in my life, and I'm only one man, Pastor, and I only got 24 hours in a day. So what happens is I get downloaded with all this stuff in my life. And then when it comes time to make a decision, I cheat my wife and my kids because I got so much stuff going on. What I do is I essentially decide to cut something else off to make room for something else. I mean, when I decided to come to church this morning, I cut off my ability to go fishing at 10 o'clock. Some of y'all sitting here going, well, I wish I had went ahead and went fishing. I mean, when you come into church this morning, you cut off your ability to sleep in this morning. You cut off those options this morning. I cut off my option of watching TV so I could be here this morning. So when you make a decision, it means to literally cut off. And God begins to come along in our life and He begins to pour in our life. And what happens is in the headship of our house, it'll begin to filter down and transfer into our kids. And what transfers continues to transfer into their lives, into the lives of those, and it becomes a heritage. Everybody say heritage. Because life is all about generational transfer. It's about what you take from your generation and pass it down. That's why when the prophet Malachi in the Old Testament began to speak the word of the Lord that would bridge 400 years from Malachi to Matthew. There was 400 years of silence. He said, there's a day coming when the Son of Righteousness is going to rise. He's going to have healing in his wings. He's going to come in the spirit of Elijah, meaning he's got power to work miracles and break strongholds and set people free, overcome demons, overcome devils, and do miracles. He's coming in the spirit of Elijah, and these things are going to happen. He said he's going to restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers, because in Christ there is no generational gap. Amen. We're all one. So God gives us this heritage in Christ. That is an awesome place to be. Amen. He gives us this heritage in Christ that changes us from the inside out. And it becomes our testimony. It becomes our story. It becomes what we leave the next generation, what we pass down to the next generation. Go ahead and look in Joshua chapter 4, verse 13. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you. Leave them in a lodging place where you lodge tonight. Jump down to verse 19. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in the time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did at the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Now, how many of you understand this is a little bit like the Red Sea crossing, but this is them crossing the River Jordan. When they crossed the Red Sea, they crossed it with Moses. Everybody say Moses. And now they're crossing the Jordan River with Joshua. He's the new commander. When Moses brought them out from Egypt, how many know God did everything for them? God provided everything. They didn't have to have any faith. They didn't have to believe God. They just had to wait on God to provide it. They were gatherers and not possessors. I mean, there's a big difference between walking out in the morning and picking up manna off the ground than going out and having to possess the land. It's a whole lot easier to pick up bread than to go out and hunt for your food and have to kill it and wait on it and skin it and clean it. They just walked out the tent and the food was on the ground. They're like, oh, thank you, God. What is it? That's exactly what it was called. What is it? That's what manna means. What is it? I don't know, but you can eat it. How many know that there's a stage in our Christian walk that we as baby Christians, and as we're going, we're in a place where God's just providing for us, and he brings people into our lives and he operates supernaturally through them and teaches us how to walk in victory. They raise us up in the church. We go from being babies in the church to becoming grown-ups in the church. And then we end up in this place called a wilderness where we learn how to walk by faith and trust God by faith and learning the ways of God and learning the law of God and learning the precepts and the principles of what he has for us. And this is what was going on with the children of Israel. They're out in the middle of the wilderness and they're in this place. And then God begins to transfer leadership from Moses over to Joshua. I mean, Moses was kind of like a dictator. He was like a benevolent dictator. He was in charge. Everybody did what he said. He didn't have a council ring. He didn't have commissioners. Whatever Moses said, that's what they did. Moses had the ear of God. Moses did what God said and everybody did what Moses said. But I mean, when you come from a slave mentality, you need somebody to tell you what to do. You need somebody that can get you into victory, somebody that can get you from here to there, somebody that can get you into freedom, somebody that says, hey, get up here, sing, shout, jump, pray, kneel, bend. Let me help you. Let me teach you how to do it. Why? So we can get you over into a place of victory. But how many of you know this morning that God wants you to mature to a point in your life where you don't have to have somebody telling you every week when to read your Bible? You know, you need to read your Bible every day. You know, you ought to be praying every day. You know, you should be in church every week. That God wants to get you to a place of maturity where you ain't got somebody having to tell you that, but you have a desire that's beginning to grow on the inside of you where you want to read your Bible every day, where you want to pray every day, where you want to have fellowship with the brethren, where you want to have fellowship with God.
Oh,
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.